We have a little bit of time to go to the CHI, the Children's Health Ireland story that has continued apace again this week following the appearance by officials at the Oireachtas Health Committee. Sorka Clark, you're on that committee. What were the key points you feel that maybe still were not answered that you would like to see as a follow-up in a next Oireachtas committee session?
Yeah, well, only what struck me first and foremost from the opening statement of the CEO of CHI was the absolute lack of appreciation and understanding of the anger that is now there within the parents affected by this. I was approached by one of the fathers afterwards in the car park of Leinster House. I don't know this guy. I'd never spoken to him before. A young dad who was in floods of tears thinking of the decision that him and his partner had made about the treatment of their daughter, who they now know was an unnecessary surgery. That is absolutely devastating that that would even be in that anybody would be in this position. But there is also the issue of the unpublished review that's there that CHI are not talking about reviewing. And it relates to serious patient safety, spina bifida patients, scheduling unnecessary clinics on a Saturday when those children could have been seen during the normal working week and therefore driving down costs. But also the issue of young boys with undescended testes that we know can have a very, very serious impact later on in life. And that's on one side. On the other side, you then have the serious cultural issues, the governance shortcomings, and the toxic workplace. They've a very, very long way to go before parents have trust again.
And Neesmith, Sorka mentioned there this unpublished internal review. We know CHI, they say they've received legal advice that means it can't be published and filed. We've obviously seen leaks across the media. Is there any opportunity or mechanism for the government to push back, to seek to report it in full by the government? Any legal basis for that?
I don't know is the honest answer, but I know that the Minister has interrogated that with the Attorney General, and he has said no, that there's no legal basis for her to
Redacted version.
Well, my information is that she hasn't got the green light from him to do that. And I suppose I'm mindful of the fact too that I agree with everything Sorka has said. It has to be about the patients, it has to be about the children, it has to be about the families. CHI have a long way to go in convincing the public and the government that they can do this job. But I think maybe Sorka sits in the committee. I don't. Maybe small steps were taken at that committee because honesty is what's really important
here. Gary
Gannon,
final word to you on this unpublished report.
Yeah, the idea of an unpublished report when we're dealing with issues of such significant impact on a child's life actually doesn't carry any weight. The CHI have a huge amount of work to do to build back public trust, and one way of doing that would be to operate in a manner that is actually transparent, open. They have a report there, they might have legal advice, but there was also other suggestions that pseudonyms could be used, it could be redacted. I mean, that needs to be explored in full, but public trust here is on the floor for CHI, so they don't get to hide behind legal advice.
Okay, that is all we have time for today.